In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, BT, before we finish up on the phones here and say goodbye for this Thanksgiving week, let's give our top five in the NFL. And to me, there are two significant changes. Two new teams in, two teams out, but the top remains the same. I still have the Lions number one and the Bills number two.
I've got Detroit number one. They've allowed 10 straight quarters they've had without giving up a touchdown. I think it's safe to say they've got the best 1-2 running back duo. We talk about their quarterback, but they run it well. Yeah, I got Detroit 1. I got the Eagles 2.
Interesting. What'd you have last week? Did you have the Bills last week, too?
I did. Now, the Bills are off a bye. Maybe right. It's unfair to penalize them. Right. But the Eagles, you know, when one, and first of all, I have been supporting them for a while.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not even overreacting to the Saquon stuff, which is incredible. And this is a byproduct of Saquon. But the last seven games, the Eagles average almost more than 200 yards per game offense than their opponents.
Yeah.
So
they've been dominant.
They're humming, man. I got the Eagles, too.
I've had the Eagles off my list. They're on it, but I don't have them that high. I thought about it. I'm going to go. So I stayed the same with Lions and Bills 1 and 2. I didn't penalize the Bills. Lions had whatever win against the Colts. Nice win for them. I got to have the Ravens 3. I forget if I had them 3 last week. I think I might have, but I'm sticking with them just because I just picked a little while ago, in case you missed anything, check out on the Free Odyssey app. I just picked the Ravens to beat the Eagles. So if I think they're going to beat them, I think that they're better.
Yeah.
That's why I have them ranked slightly ahead of the Eagles here. I have the Ravens at number 3.
I got you. I got the Bills 3 here. Again, I think coming off the bye, maybe this is a little unfair to them because I've loved the way they've looked for a while here. And it was a well-placed bye. You know, you get to basically put your feet up the week before Thanksgiving. You know, other teams have byes earlier. This is a good place for them to rest up. And I was looking at the Bills' schedule moving forward. You know, because of what, you know, with the Chiefs game there, they can still be the top seed in the conference. They played the Pats twice, and they've got the Jets up there. Yeah, I think they have the Rams and one game that's actually fairly tough. But I've got the Bills 3. I've got the Ravens 4. And here's what jumped out to me about the Ravens. Now, because we talked about Lamar the other day. The Chargers jumped on him early. It was 10-0, and it was kind of, what's going on here? Well, when you actually examine what happened and how the Chargers had success, Roquan Smith, who's a terrific linebacker, as you know, was out for the Ravens. The Chargers exploited that. They ran right where Roquan usually is. And it took a little bit for the Ravens to adjust. When the Ravens adjust, they flexed and they looked like they could be the best team in football. So, you know, could they be 3? Could they be 2? They could be 2 for me, but I've got them 4, and that was a big statement for Lamar.
My 4th is the Eagles. Last week, I had the Steelers and Chargers on my top 5. I've had the Chargers for a while, but now they are both off of it this week after the results of Week 12, and I got to put the Eagles on there. I thought about having them at 3, but I just told you I'm picking the Ravens, so I can't put them ahead of the Ravens just yet. If they win this game, they might move up to number 2. Who knows? But the Eagles have to be on there. They've been much better than I thought. They're tough up front, an excellent offensive line. They win in spite of their head coach. Good quarterback play, good skill position players, solid defense. It was an impressive win against the Rams on Sunday Night Football. They are number 4 for me. And then number 5, a team that I left off last week, I got to put Kansas City on there. I didn't have a clear gut feel for a number 5 team. I thought about maybe the Vikings for the first time making.
What about the Chargers?
They lost to the Ravens. I have to knock them there.
Even though it was a really good team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still a demerit. Chargers and Steelers were on there. not by the skin of their teeth. They've earned it, but any kind of loss would set them back.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers losing to the Browns, that takes them out of the top five. And I just can't justify having the Chargers at this point after that loss to the Ravens. So I go Chiefs, even with their, you know, barely winning against the Panthers, they still are 10-1 in the reigning champs.
Yeah, I've got the Chiefs number five here, but Carolina scored on six possessions there, man. We've been doing this dance every single week with Kansas City. Not really impressed. Yep. I mean, they keep winning, but they are vulnerable. And Mahomes' stats are fairly pedestrian. But I'm going to give him a little respect here at number five.
That's what I had to do, only because there's not a clear-cut, to me, gut feel five mm-hmm. that I felt comfortable putting over the Chiefs the way that I did in weeks past. This is the first time, by the way, that we're doing this, that we have the five same teams.
Right,
not the same order, but all five of the same teams. We'll see what happens next week when we power up.